In 2 days' time, I'll become Mrs. Laurie Black, which is going to take a lot of getting used to after 26 years as Laurie James. Sarah came over, and I've lit scented candles everywhere to create a calm, zen-like atmosphere. We're having mani-pedis and a movie night with champagne cocktails to celebrate. I didn't want a traditional hen night. It's just not my thing, but this is perfect. I'm going to give this to you now before we get too drunk and I forget. What is it? You'll have to open it to find out. I'm nervous in case I don't like it, she says, making light. You know I'm a terrible liar. You'll know straight away. I'm pretty confident. But before you do, I want to say something. Tears are already pricking my eyes.
Don't start already. You're not getting married for 2 days. Pace yourself, woman.
I laugh, pulling myself together. It's to say thank you, I say. Thank you for, I don't know, sir, everything. For letting me have the biggest bedroom in Delancey Street, and for always being next to me on Saturday nights out and groggy Sunday mornings, and for inventing our signature sandwich. I don't know where I'd be without you. Now she's choked up.
What's a bloody good sandwich? She says.
And then she opens the box.
This is yours,
she says quietly. And now it's yours, I say. I've had my thin purple pendant reset onto rose gold and refashioned, now set on a slender bangle.
I can't take it, Lou. It's too precious.
I'm going to cry when I say this, and then we're going to get drunk and laugh, okay? Sarah bites the inside of her already shaky bottom lip. I lost my sister a long time ago, Sarah, and I miss her. Every single day, I miss her. I wasn't exaggerating. Big, fat tears roll down my face. I know Sarah understands because she dotes on her own younger sister. That stone reminds me of Ginny's eyes and how they were like looking into my own eyes and my grandma's eyes. It's part of my family and I'm giving it to you because you're part of my family too. I think of you as my sister, Sarah. Please have it and wear it and keep it safe.
Jesus bloody God!
She says, coming around and hugging me.
If that's what it'll take you to stop talking, then of course I'll keep it.
I squeeze her, half laughing, half crying. I'll wear it on Saturday, she says. I'd really like that.